This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The men and women in blue put themselves in danger every day in order to protect the communities they serve. But what if that danger is silent and invisible? Recent reports of police officers suddenly becoming nauseated, losing muscular control, or even consciousness at the wheel have many law enforcement agencies across the nation asking questions about their Ford Explorer patrol vehicles and possible carbon monoxide poisoning. For more on the story, we're joined by Tony Plahetsky. He's an investigative reporter at the Austin American-Statesman and Austin's KVU TV. Tony, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, David. Thanks.
This story seems to be getting ever bigger, and I think I first heard something about this maybe a couple of years ago or something along those lines, that police were complaining that they could smell like exhaust fumes in the vehicles.
That's right. The issue has really kind of been around for some time. Elevated in people's awareness, I think, this spring in California, when a California police officer had an accident, had a crash.
Just blacked out, apparently.
Blacked out, apparently.
Newport Beach.
That's right. But in Austin, this issue really got on people's radar in March, and that's when an Austin police sergeant by the name of Zachary LaHood was on duty and began feeling quite sick. He, according to his dash camera video, which is now public, almost hit a bus while he was on patrol because he was so woozy and so dizzy and so nauseous. He was able to pull his police Explorer over and was able to radio for help. But the reality is he has not been back to work. He is suffering from what he describes as severe neurological injuries, and because of that, has not been able to return to the force and may not ever be able to return to the force because of the carbon monoxide exposure that he had.
What are you hearing from other Austin police officers? Many of them use the Ford Explorer police interceptor vehicle.
Well, the reality is it, in fact, makes up the majority of the entire Austin police patrol fleet, with about 400 of these Ford Explorers. They're Explorers, basically, but they actually have a fancy name. They're called Ford Police Interceptors, so a little bit of a modified version. But police are quite worried about it. I think they initially viewed the first incident involving Sergeant LaHood as perhaps an isolated incident. But what we now know is that over the past several months, the city installed carbon monoxide detectors, and there have been, at this point, more than 40 activations. And so police officers I have talked to are wondering, you know, whether or not it's dangerous for them to be in these cars and driving around the city, and it's becoming quite a worrisome issue.
So what does Ford say about this?
According to Ford, they have done lengthy investigations to try to figure out what's going on. They have not been able to identify any root cause. What Ford does say in their written statements, though, is that some cities modify these vehicles in some way once they take custody of them. So then, of course, the question becomes to the city of Austin, how are you modifying these vehicles? And according to the city, they actually do very light modifications. And we're talking things like putting decals, you know, on the exteriors of the car. They do some electrical work on the cars with regard to installing laptop computers so that the officers can use those. But they say, we do nothing that should have any impact on the exhaust system or the air conditioning system or air filtration system in these cars.
Now, quite often, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration will get involved if you have repeated incidents where people are getting poisoned in their vehicles. Have they stepped in?
They have. And in fact, they have done at least one site visit. That was done back in March. But as you can imagine, I'm sure with this latest spate of issues that we've had, we can expect that they will be coming back. APD and the city says that they are working very closely with them, trying to provide them information about, you know, the times of day that these incidents are occurring, whether or not the officers are using their air conditioning, which, of course, you know, it's summer
in
Austin.
Summer in
we
Texas,
can imagine we can imagine that they are.
Right.
But just trying to compile data that might help point out some sort of consistencies and similarities that investigators could then use to try to determine the cause of the problem.
It's a remarkable story, and one that Tony Plahetsky continues to follow. He's an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman and KVU TV. in the Texas capital city. Tony, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
You bet. Good to see you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.